So how much longer will Radio Romania use shortwave for?
I think that in the next maximum 3 years, I think it will be history.
That's unwelcome news to enthusiasts like Glenn Hauser.
World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave.
He's a radio show host from Oklahoma in the United States.
Bahrain, Brazil, Cuba, Equatorial Guinea.
His weekly show, World of Radio, takes a look at what's been happening in the world of shortwave radio.
Shortwave has a tremendous advantage in that it's a direct connection, or almost direct, between the station and the listener. There's no intermediary. It's coming right through the ionosphere, bouncing from one part of the world to another. Some countries try to block shortwave by jamming, which is somewhat effective, but they can't cut it off or interrupt it, as is the case with broadcasting via internet. It's an old technology, but it is efficient.
I suppose the question is there a commercial reason to keep shortwave going?
Apparently many shortwave or former shortwave broadcasters think there is not. Of course, it does involve an expense of running many kilowatt hours of electricity into the ionosphere, and that is an expense the stations have to pay.
So other than, I suppose, preserving this kind of once fantastic piece of broadcasting equipment, is it just perhaps enthusiasts that want to keep it going?
Well, it's the enthusiasts we know about and we hear from. Unfortunately, there is not a very effective way to do audience research on shortwave to know how many people are really out there listening and may not be, quote, enthusiasts who make their presence known.
So there could be far more people that rely on it.
Yes, and even I'm sure this varies depending on the situation, but shortwave is a reliable backup means, if nothing else, for reaching listeners, and it should be kept available, if not in full use, by many different stations.
Do you see a day when there are no shortwave transmitters left at all?
I really doubt that. There certainly has been attrition and a number of stations have closed down, but there are many small stations which still use shortwave. And by the way, although a number of relay sites in our North American area or in the Americas have closed down, unfortunately, there's been a recent development in that one has been revived, and it's the largest one in the Western Hemisphere at Okeechobee, Florida. And now they have 13 shortwave transmitters available, which could carry all kinds of stations from overseas if they would just make use of them for relays. And I wish one of those would be the BBC World Service. We miss it very much from being able to just turn on a radio and hear it.
Another factor of concern is the low level of tax collection.
As Mr. Hauser points out, shortwave gets to people and places that the internet cannot, either because of a lack of infrastructure or because governments simply block the content. But in a world of austerity and cost-cutting, radio stations are under increasing pressure to make savings where they can. And the giant masts that transmit shortwave are often the first to fall. But its supporters continue to hope that this form of broadcasting will be with us just a little bit longer.
Lucy Burton with that report from Romania. And stay tuned for more special features on the future of the media throughout the week.